السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, today I'm going to talk a little bit about reading the Mus'haf when you have to make certain choices to put Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra or Zair, Zabar, Pesh on an alphabet. When you start reading the Mus'haf, in fact, you can flip to the pages of Surah Al-Fatiha and immediately you are going to see right after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the next ayah that starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the letter Alhamdulillah, the letter Alif, okay, does not always show a Fatha. Now, I know that different people are using different kinds of Mus'haf. The one I'm using is the Uthmani script, the one that is, we usually say the Arabic or the Saudi script. And I'm sure in some other ones from the subcontinent, you may not see a Zair Zabar on it. Now, you already know it is Alhamdu, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you're going to read somewhere in the middle of an ayah, some other place in the Quran, and you don't see any Zair Zabar on the Alif, then what do you do? It is not always Alif with a Zabar. Sometimes it could be a Zair or a Pesh. So the first rule, okay, you can write down rule number one. If you don't see any sign or you see this little head of the sword in the Uthmani script, okay, you have to put a Fatha or a Zabar only if the second letter is a Lam. Then it becomes Al. Al is in English, we can translate it as the. So this word will never change, okay, so it's always Al. And this is the only time that you will put a Fatha on the Alif. There are other words, for example, Alladhi, Alladhina. So when those words come, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 3 starts with Alladhina yu'minuna. And so we are going to put a Fatha on Alif because the next word is again a Lam. Okay. Now, this is the only time you will use the Fatha. So, in other situation, we are going to use a Dhamma or a Kasra, a Pesh or a Zair. So, if the second alphabet, now this is rule number 2. If the second alphabet after Alif is not a Lam, then you are going to look for a Pesh in the third letter. If the third letter carries a Pesh, then put a Pesh on Alif. You understand? The third letter, if it has a Pesh, then you say U, Alif Pesh U. So this is the second rule. The first rule was Al, Alif has a Fatha and there is a Lam. The second rule is there is no Lam, but the third letter carries a Pesh. So you put a Pesh on Alif. Very simple. And the third rule is also easy because now we have used up Fatha and Dhamma. Zabar and Pesh, these two are taken care of. So we are only left with the choice of putting a Zair. So in all other situation, then you are going to put a Zair. What happens is that when you can write it as rule number 3, is if you go to the third letter, and the third letter now does not have a Pesh, so what can it have? It can have a Zabar or it can have a Zair, right? So in both situations, Alif will carry a Zair. For example, you know the word Iqra Bismi, in that Surah Alaq or Surah Iqra. So Iqra, so Alif and then Qaf, so there's no Lam. And then Ra, Alif, Qaf and Ra. So we go to the third letter and we don't see Iqra, Ra doesn't have a Pesh. There is no Lam, so we cannot put a Fatha, and Ra doesn't have a Pesh, so we cannot put a Pesh on Alif either. So we are only left with the choice of putting a Kasra on Alif. E. Iqra. I hope this is easy for you to understand. If you are confused, you can listen to the lecture again. but it is very simple. Rule number one, alif followed by lam, put a fatha. Rule number two, there is no lam, go to the third letter. If the third letter has a pesh, use pesh on alif. Number three, everything else gets a zair. Any other situation on you will put a zair on alif. The second topic today I'm going to discuss is the rules of noon. I would like you to take out a notebook and make four columns. Okay? The title will be the rules of noon, sakina, and tanween. So our rule, the topic is rules of noon sakina and tanween. Noon sakina means noon has a sukoon. It's an empty noon. There's no zair zabr pesh on it. And the other rule is that when there are two of something, like two zabr, two zair, two pesh, double of something. It's in Arabic. It's called tanween. Tanween just means two fatha, two dhamma, or two kasra. Okay. So if any of these two situation happens, then the sound of the noon keeps changing, and there are four different sounds of noon that we can have. So that's why I want you to make four columns. Today I'll give you the titles and a little bit of information, and in future lectures we are going to get more and more information under each column. So at least you'll have a overview of what we are going to do, but I don't want to cram everything in one day because it will just get very confusing. So you have four columns on the sheet of paper. In column number one, you write the name Al-Izhar. Al-Izhar. Alif Lam Al, the letter Va, Iz, Ha Alif, the choti Ha, Alif and Ra, Al-Izhar. Al-Izhar means clear. In English, you can write the word clear. Okay, so this is the name of the first rule. Don't worry about the details. Take the name of the second rule, write it on top of the second column. Al-Iqlab. Al-Iq, Alif and Qaf with the Nukta, Lam Alif La and Ba. Al-Iqlab. Okay, number three is Al-Idgham. Al-Idgham. Alif Dal. Id, Ghain, Alif, Mim. Al-Idgham. And number four is Al-Ikhfa. Alif Kha, Ikh, and Fa, Alif. Fa and Hamza. Al-Ikhfa. So ikhfa stops with this hamza sound. So al-idhar, number one. Number two, al-iqlab. Number three, al-idgham. And number four, al-ikhfa. What happens is that when you have a word that ends with the letter noon with a sukoon, or it ends with two zair, two zabr, two pesh, then we have to look at the alphabet that comes after this word. What is the starting alphabet? Okay, and if that alphabet is one that goes into any of these columns, it will have a different rule. So we're going to study the rule of Al-Izhar today. Okay, now do you remember when we studied the makhraj and we spoke about the different alphabets? There were some which came from the throat. There were six alphabets. Today I would like you to memorize these six alphabets. They are called Hamza, Ha, Ain, Ha, Ghain, Ha. Again, Hamza, the small Ha, then Ain, and the big Ha, and then Ghain, and Ha. We spoke about these alphabets as huruf-e halq, and they come in three places of your throat. In the bottom part of your throat is hamza ha, middle part ain ha, top part ghain kha. when these letters come, any of these letters come after a noon with a sukoon or after a tanween, that sound of that noon is going to be clear. You are going to touch the tongue to the back of your upper teeth. So you will say the noon sound. There is an example of this in Surah Al-Fatiha. When we say an'amta alayhim, look at the spelling of the word an'amta. An'amta is spelled alif, zabar, and noon, sukoon. Then ayn, fatha, meem, ta, alif. An'amta. So this noon has a sukoon followed by letter ayn. Now letter ayn is one of the letters of our throat. That's why we say an'a. An'amta. The noon is sounding clearly. An'amta. We don't hold the noon. We don't say an'amta. No. Or an'amta. No. We say an'amta. Noon is clearly sounding because letter ayn is coming right after it. Now we can go to Surah Al-Baqarah because we have already studied it. And if you go to ayah number 6, you can find another example. Sawa'un alayhim. You see, there were two pish on sawa'un. Next alphabet is ayn. So you're going to say the noon. Sawa'un alayhim. Also, ayah number 7, the last two words. Adhabun azim. You see the two pesh followed by letter ayn. So when you have double of something and then you got letter ayn coming after it, it is al-ivhar. Azabun azim. And in ayah number 10, you have azabun alim. So you have two dhamma on azabun. Now you have hamza. Because alif fatha basically is a hamza fatha. Without hamza, there is no sound. So you see a alif fatha or a hamza fatha in your mushaf, then you are going to make al-izhar as well. Okay, so this is the rules for al-izhar. Is any of these 6 letters, please memorize these letters. And inshallah, we'll do the other columns next class. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.